Hello, Representative Dodge.
Good afternoon, Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, and esteemed members of the Marine Resources Committee. My name is Jan Dodge, and I represent House District 39, which includes Belfast, Belmont, and Northport. I am here today in support of LD 487, an act to establish coastal waters and submerged lands regional planning commissions. As the number of proposals for development increase around the bays of coastal Maine, a coordinated regional planning approach, as proposed in this bill, is warranted. This process should include consideration of not only the numbers and viability of projects singularly, but from a regional marine perspective, including the total effect on the environment, existing regional businesses, heritage industries, tourism, and infrastructure. In 1972, Congress, in response to rapid deterioration of coastal areas, passed the Coastal Zone Management Act. Maine's program followed in 1978 and promised a balanced approach toward coastal management to ensure a healthier coast and better future. The current system contains inadequacies, as demonstrated by the downstream and bay effects of the likes of Ultrachem and the creation of the Casco Bay Estuary Partnership. We should acknowledge lessons about regional effects and unintended consequences. I grew up in Belfast at a time when careless disposal of industrial effluent discouraged recreational boaters from our harbor and necessitated a bath after wading at the beach of our city park. I have lived near Frenchman Bay for over 30 years. A lack of coordinated planning puts our heritage industries and regional tourism hub at jeopardy. We as the Maine legislature should grant towns collective sovereignty over water development outside of the coastal zone. This bill clarifies what is allowed and how an entity would fit in with the regional plan and would acknowledge and give power to municipalities to engage with each other to determine appropriate development. Thank you for your consideration of these points as you discuss this bill.
Thank you. Any questions, Representative Landry?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Dodge.
You're welcome. Thank you.
How far would your reach be? What is the coastal zone of each community? How far out in the bay could any town or all towns?
I am not acquainted with those specifics. I'm guessing that you guys are the experts on those details. Oh, you're not?
I'm not. No.
Maybe we can get that information for the work session.
That would be a question that you could get answered, I'm assuming, at the work session.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other? Yes, Representative Dudera.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Representative Dodge, for your testimony. I'm curious, since you brought up Belfast and an area that's closer to me, how would you see how this, if this is enacted, how this would have impacted the Nordic Aqua Farms project? Would it have? And just curious as to your opinion on that.
In my opinion, it would have been wise to have had a collection of towns around Penobscot Bay, given the ability to hear from the proponents and the opponents and work out what was being proposed. We had a peculiar situation in that our town leaders were very in favor of this project and provided some opportunity for input, but I don't think at a level that really involved and allowed reaction and protection of our bay. Does that answer your question? You're welcome.
Any other questions? Thank you very much, Representative.
Thank you.
Any other co-sponsors in the room who would like to speak to this bill? Okay. Anyone in the room in favor of this bill who would like to?
Good afternoon, esteemed chairman and committee members. My name is Kathleen Rybars, and I'm representing the organization that created this bill, the Friends of Frenchman's Bay. Our organization was established in 2017, and I think in some of the written testimony, you'll hear about a Department of Transportation proposal for a cruise ship pier in Bar Harbor, and that's how my organization got started, around cruise ships. But then we were still working together when the other threat came to Frenchman's Bay. This bill was put together by volunteers over 4 years, a physician, a pharmacist, a professor, a lawyer, a consultant, a sailor, writer, baker, a candlestick maker. That's me. I'm actually a pharmacist too, retired. And we've lived here for over 200 years, collectively, most of our whole adult professional lives. We love where we live and want things to work better. Maine Aquaculture Association has called us a special private interest group, wielding great political power and or sometimes wealthy folks trying to create a gated community on the water. And I'm just here to say ahead of that testimony that you may hear today, that we are none of those. We're just a group of people that have met and care. This bill, it's just a bill about planning, creating a planning process. And in today's educational system, it's called a social license. It's something where people who want to work on the water can meet experts, professionals, and other people who live on the water and get to know their region and know what if their idea for a business would be a good fit for where they want to participate in their business in. It gives a seat at the table to aquaculture, to businesses who live and work on the water. It invites them to work together at a table. Like at Thanksgiving, we may not all get along and some topics may be controversial in that discussion, but it gives permission for everybody to look at what we have, to dream of what we want, and to make a plan to get there from where we are. It gives people who want to start a new business some introductions to that whole breadth of experience and expertise. Being involved in my organization, I am just amazed at the incredible people that live around Frenchman's Bay. I have met the most exciting and interesting people, and I've lived there for 30 years, and I hadn't met them yet until 5 years ago. So it's been a very exciting proposal for me to develop this kind of initiative. Planning is a necessary step in building a good business. The state has the responsibility to all of its citizens to use this shared resource well, and you as this committee have a chance to help us in that process and to develop it. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you very much, Kathleen. Does sure. anybody have questions before you go anywhere? Mm-hmm.
Clarify, you are in support of this.
Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm representing the organization that created the bill, and I'm in support of LB.
Okay. I was looking for that in here. I didn't see it.
I apologize. I think it's in my paper, but not on my speaking platform.
Any other questions? Thank you very much for your testimony.
Welcome.
Anyone else in the room who is in favor of this bill? Come on up. Yes, please sign in too. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Minot Weld. I'm a resident of Northeast Harbor, and I'm testifying in support of this bill, LD 487, an act to establish coastal waters and submerged lands, and submerged lands regional planning commissions. I drafted this testimony to support the bill as originally worded. This act provides a mechanism for citizens of coastal communities to have a direct say in the use of their shared waters. This is a home rule initiative that takes regional conditions into account. It is a value neutral tool that will enable coastal towns to guide the use of a common resource. The coastline of Maine, as measured by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is 3,478 miles long. It wraps around islands, bays, estuaries, and inlets, creating a highly varied whole. The character and capacity of one area differs greatly from the next. The commingling of waters in unique bays and coastal areas brings several communities together in sharing these local waters. This argues for a regional approach to planning. Permitted applicants will still have to comply with all state and federal regulations. As Maine grows in population and as new industries emerge, competition for use of a finite resource will increase. Some uses are compatible with others, some are not. Some uses support the conservation and regeneration of ecosystems, others do not. To date, both development and conservation in Maine have been haphazard. Opportunities and threats are addressed as they arise. The situation invites chaos. It creates faction and discord and invites manipulation by moneyed interests. Regional coastal planning, conversely, will designate permissible use categories while giving voice to all local shareholders. This will be to the enduring benefit of fishermen, regenerative aquaculturalists, recreational boaters, and their communities. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody have questions? Maybe use the clicker. No? Thank you very much for your testimony and thank you for signing in. Anyone else in the room in favor of this bill that would like to testify? Somebody behind them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on up.
I'm hiding behind the column.
Yeah. And if you have, yes, take copies of that testimony for our holders.
Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, and honored members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Deirdre McArdle. I'm an alternate on the planning board in town of Gouldsboro, and I'm smiling at Marianne Moore. but I'm speaking here as an individual in support of LD 487. We've lived on Frenchman Bay for decades, and in late February, rafting eider years ago covered the waters as far as the eye could see, and we grew accustomed to their coming as a welcome sign of early spring. Over the years, their numbers diminished drastically, and one day I discovered the reason. Skiffs filled with dead ducks on trailers using the local boat ramp, spoils of duck hunting tours. We were sickened as a family by the senseless squandering of their lives for sport, as we were told that nobody would even eat them. The situation became actually threatening. One morning, we awoke to the sound of gunshots. A guide was shooting from the rocks off our little cove and driving ducks from the sanctuary of that cove into the guns of waiting clients' boats out encircling our little cove. Now, 30 years later, only a couple of eider are there to welcome the spring in the changing light of early seasons. Just about 2 years ago, we were faced with another kind of threat when we learned that American Aqua Farms, which people have been discussing, a Norwegian company, had submitted an application to the DMR to site 260-acre semi-open salmon pen systems on the bay, one off Bald Rock in waters that are an essential part of the viewscape of Acadia National Park, and the other off Long Porcupine Island in direct line of sight for most of the communities on Frenchman Bay. We learned that the pens would have a disastrous impact on the marine environment, traditional fishing grounds, and recreational use, and not to mention the deleterious effects of industrial lighting and high decibel sound from the generators. In the past, we had no idea how to stop the slaughter of the eider at the local level, as we were told the waters were for community use without municipal regulation. But this time, I learned that Gouldsboro actually had municipal rights to the waters close to, but not including, Bald Rock. And there is that information. Someone asked about that. It was a question. And thinking after 30 years the bay was protected by the town, I was stunned to discover that this right was not exercised. It was as if there was concern that the state might claim ultimate control over coastal waters and the land beneath them. People who had never fished, clammed, dug worms, sailed their boats with porpoises jumping all around, or had any kind of experience with the waters in Frenchman Bay, were going to make decisions relative to that water. the communities
I'm have to ask you to just
had no voice. We felt like we had no say, and that was a point brought up as well. So establishing regional coastal waters.
I'm sorry, you're 3
and
minutes,
and I'm done. Mm-hmm. Okay,
and you thank you very much.
Okay,
we have
thank you so much for listening
well.
To me.
Don't go anywhere. Does anybody have any questions? No. Okay, you may go somewhere.
Okay, thank you. Thanks again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anybody else in the room that is in favor of this bill? Anybody want to move? Okay. Linda, I believe we have some people online. And the first one I have here is...
Oh, they won't be able to see it.
You're going to bring the first three in?
Yeah.
Okay, if you can hear me. Ann Hirshhorn, you're up first.
Good afternoon, Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. I am Ann Hirshhorn and a member of Friends of Frenchman's Bay, and am testifying in support of the bill. For the past 6 years, Representative Williams and a small group of us have been following the issues with coastal waters and submerged land usage that have arisen all along the coast. You've heard about several, but there are at least 5 in our bay that raised many different issues. We find the system is broken. Regulatory revision is urgently needed, but will not suffice. Planning enforced by ordinance is a necessary component of successful management and is not, although it was extended to the shoreline zone back in 1971, it has never been extended to the coastal waters, which run from the low mile limit, the low water mark, out to the 3 mile limit. We have felt that large bay regional planning commissions are the most appropriate entity to do this. They provide a forum and process for resolution of the inevitable conflicts that arise between development and environmental concerns. And I want to emphasize, this process will complement, not duplicate, federal and state regulatory functions. The way we envisioned it, the applicant would come to the commission first, just as Nordic Farms in Belfast had to have its site zoned in industrial before it could apply for any of the other municipal, state, or federal permits. It had to be zoned industrial. What we are envisioning is essentially water use. I don't want to say zoning, but water use categories for each bay. And the state would develop a model ordinance and a model plan. And then the individual commissions would be able to adopt it. They could make it stricter, but not less strict. The applicants would have to get a permit from the commission and then could go on to just as Nordic had to get a permit from the town to be zoned industrial.
And I have to interrupt you. We're out of time at the moment.
It's because the discussion today went on. But can I just say we need the legislature in whatever form you want to approve this bill, we need the legislature to give jurisdiction to the commissions to do whatever they're going to do.
Thank you very much, Anne, for your testimony. Does anybody have questions? Okay. Thank you very much. See, next up, I believe, is Jacqueline Weaver online. For in favor. Oh, and there she is.
Good afternoon, committee members. My name is Jacqueline Weaver. I live in Gouldsboro, and I'm here to speak in favor of LD 487. I'm a co-founder of Friends of Squidick Peninsula. We formed soon after American Aqua Farms announced their proposal to build a 120-acre salmon farm in Frenchman Bay. The company, made up largely of Norwegian investors, said they wanted to raise 66 million pounds of salmon a year, which would make it the largest salmon farm in North America, if not the world. No one had ever heard of American Aqua Farms until the town was hit with the news about this project and its mind-boggling scale. This was a total stealth operation. By the time we got wind of it, American Aqua Farms had already obtained an option on a former lobster processing plant in Prospect Harbor. And they proudly shared drawings of what they said would be a hatchery, salmon processing plant, and waste disposal operation. How did this project get as far as it did without any proper vetting or any local input? Maine Company and the Department of Economic Development rolled out the red carpet for a Norwegian company headed up by a man who has served prison time for investor fraud. And that was just the beginning of our questions. In Goolsboro, we've been scrambling to protect ourselves in a way we always assumed the state would protect us. We need this bill because we need to take a careful look at who we want to welcome into our state, and in particular into our communities, especially small towns such as ours that are so ill-prepared to deal with a project of this scope and complexity. In October 2021, more than 200 people crowded into the Goolsboro Community Center to vote virtually unanimously to institute a moratorium on any large-scale finfish operation in Goolsboro. And that was at the height of COVID. And I'll tell you, I'll never forget it. Everybody was taking their lives in their hands, but it meant that much to them. We spent about $20,000 for initial legal counsel, and now are well on our way to spending the additional $100,000 the town had to allocate to get help in drafting what was at the time a first-of-its-kind ordinance in Maine. That ordinance would be to protect our town from any out-of-scale size projects such as this. We don't want any other communities to go through what we've been going through. Please vote ought to pass on LD 487. And thank you very much for letting me speak today.
Thank you very much. Does anybody have questions for Jacqueline? No, we came in under time. Yes, Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You said you wanted this to pass to protect you. What is it that it would protect the town from?
Yes, I understand. That there would be some planning and that this would be well thought out ahead of time. We didn't see this coming. No one asked us what we wanted. And I think just some regional planning to think about what is appropriate for an area like ours. Or any area, really.
Okay, and just for clarification, were you okay with the other fish processing plant at that time?
What we had in Prospect Harbor has a long history with a sardine cannery. It then switched over to lobster processing. The fish processing operations have all been wild caught fish, not farmed fish. So there's no, it's a very different operation. There's no hatchery. The waste is very different. The plan with American Aqua Farms was net pen aquaculture in the bay, and they were gonna be transporting the poop. You can imagine the quantity at that scale in boats over to Prospect Harbor. The initial slaughter would happen on the boat. They would be, this is pretty graphic, but they would be squeezing out those pens to get rid of the liquid. On the end of Scudic Point, by the way, which is Acadia National Park, and then bringing over to Prospect Harbor, the only thing we heard was possibly a plan to turn that into some kind of biofuel. So, and that was the other issue with this, is they didn't have any answers to any questions that anybody had, whether it was a fisherman or, you know, any kind of planning person. There were just no answers. They made themselves very unavailable.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Of course. Any other questions? Well, thank you very much, Jacqueline. We appreciate your testimony. Next up, I believe, is Catherine, forgive me, Guyan Guest. Catherine Geingest, if that's you, do you want to, there you are.
Thank you so much.
Get your 3 minutes started here.
And the name is right too. I'm going to do more I think not doing formal reading so much as I had planned, but I will try to, rather than covering some of the things that have been talked about, I'll reinforce some things. And I do have my written testimony online, which is they're more organized than I'll be extemporaneously.
That's all right. The committee has copies of your testimony. So whatever you need to do, you got another 2.5 minutes.
My name is Catherine Geingest. I live in Lemoyne at the head of Frenchman Bay. I'm a retired sociologist, and among my other activities during my retirement, I served for 5 years on the Lemoyne Comprehensive Planning Committee. Therefore, this bill is right up, is very much dear to my heart. It is about planning. And very specifically, even more importantly, it's about collective engagement of the entire community, including all, not only citizens and municipalities, but all sea harvesters and users in joint decision-making at the local level. It is about home rule. It is about people at the local level having more control. It is about supplementing and complementing the various roles and responsibilities of state government. It is not about usurping them. Currently, there are 4 state departments engaged in various aspects of managing the waters and submerged lands of the Maine bays. There, yes, 4 departments, and sometimes even the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers gets involved. None of these departments engage in planning for the coastal waters and submerged lands. They regulate, monitor, and administer each of in their own sphere. Therefore, is often very fragmented. One of the things that we have would imagine that the ordinances and the development of what happens in Frenchman Bay would be modeled by the Shoreland Zoning Act. In other words, local communities have the first say through permitting processes of what will happen, but ordinances develop are very clear about what's required and not required. Right now, the development of Maine's coastal waters seems to be dominated by the most and best organized. Some have likened the farming in our bays to homesteading. The most organized and most aggressive take over the waters. There also is a popularizing of the need to grow our aquatic food because wild stocks are diminishing. Increased dominance of aquaculture or any other single focus to the exclusion of other bay users will only lead to intensified conflicts and disenfranchisement. 487 is not about only one aspect of bay development.
Final it thoughts, Catherine.
Please read the rest of what I have written. And I hope I've piqued your interest, and we hope that we will have an opportunity to more fully explain and answer your questions, because it isn't a simple bill. It is a complicated one. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Does anybody have questions? All right. Oh, yes, Representative Dudera.
Thank you. And thank you, Catherine, for your testimony. And I'm curious, as a sociologist, I mean, I find myself wrestling with I'm hearing some of the same things that we hear about trying to get affordable housing in our communities, where it just gets so difficult to do anything if people weigh in because they don't want things to change. So as a sociologist, I'm just curious about how you see, you know, if there was a lot more involvement, how we would bring more business, which is needed, and, you know, to our coast, how we would balance that need for welcoming new industries, welcoming new people, but having a balance with also getting input from communities where it isn't just going to kind of be not in my bay type of thing.
Yes. One of the things that we talk about a lot is the NIMBY idea that, you know, people are going to be resistant
My work actually has been in conflict management and cooperative development. That was where I focused my career. And I find that if people come together to talk about things and people come with their interests and with their knowledge, that those can, it can be raucous at times, but that people can come to understanding the common needs and how those can be fulfilled. And I think that guidance of ordinances and guidance of basic of planning and knowing what is possible and not possible, but having a role in determining that is the key.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Representative Eaton. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you so much for speaking, Catherine. I just had a quick clarification. You indicated that the district or the organization that you would be pulling together would get first say. And that's not my understanding of what we've heard previously. Could you clarify who you think would get the first say about these applications?
I think one of the things that needs to be worked out is where the first decisions are made about what needs to happen is the development of, like I said, of ordinances that, and the idea would be to, the same as with shoreline zoning, to have different districts for development. Those ordinances will not violate what is done at the state level, but everyone will know what is what has been developed. The idea is also that we don't do that in a vacuum, just the local communities, but that it's done in concert and in consultation with state departments.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much again, Catherine, for your testimony. It looks like we have one more person on the line who wants to testify in favor. Richard Fisher, if you're there, go ahead and.
Hello, yes, I am. Can you folks hear me?
We can hear you, but we can't see you. Do you have a video?
Probably, yeah. How about that?
Where'd you go? Never mind. All right.
Okay. Thank you to the committee for hearing me on this. My name is Richard Fisher. I live in Gouldsboro, which borders the northeast side of Frenchman Bay. As you've heard, two years ago, American Aquafarms proposed installation of salmon pens in Frenchman Bay, just to the west of the Porcupine Islands. These pens would be of industrial scale, and although the company claims otherwise, it has been established that their fish pens would pump contaminated wastewater back into Frenchman Bay. The tides would not sufficiently clear this waste out of the bay, and the pollution levels would continue to rise indefinitely. This would threaten the local marine life and even human health. Their activity in the bay would be in full view of Acadia National Park and all the visitors who enjoy the surrounding communities. The constantly operating diesel generators and the barges that would daily be transporting feed and fish waste would generate unacceptable air, light, and sound pollution. Our lobstermen and women have already affirmed that this project would threaten their local industry. 22 area businesses and conservation groups have publicly recorded their opposition, and four communities surrounding the bay are officially on record to stop it. The American Aquafarm project is hugely beyond the scale of what is healthy for our area, and for that matter, anywhere along the coast of Maine. Although individuals in our community came together to oppose this project, there was no local commission with the tools or power to stop this project because it concerned coastal waters and submerged lands. We currently can only regulate land use, but waters out in Frenchman Bay are regulated by the Department of Marine Resources. Even though most of the other communities surrounding Frenchman Bay individually passed resolutions in opposition to the Aquafarms proposal, there was no state authorized procedure for these communities to work together to prevent the project. LD 487 would enable local communities sharing a bay or section of coastal waters to create planning commissions to regulate development of their shared waters. There would be participation by all interested parties at both the state and local levels. Guidelines for the commissions would assure that all aspects affecting the health and public use of the waters would be addressed. As a resident of Gouldsboro, I urge you to pass LD 487 so that Maine coastal waters remain healthy and that the development is of appropriate scale. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher. So is your goal really to have more formal input into decisions made by DMR? Is that the overall goal?
In my opinion, yes, it is. I hope I have read the new ordinance properly, but it appears to me that the intention is to give local community commissions that would be not just a single community, but a group bordering around a section of coast who shared common interests in that area. It would give them an initial authority to evaluate an application such as the one from American Aquafarms and at a more intense detail than perhaps could be done by the state, and pass along their opinion on whether it should be allowed. And I would have thought from reading this new proposal, that the authority would be hold some weight. I don't know whether it would be equal weight to the Department of Marine Resources, but it should certainly sway them.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Yes, Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Fisher, in your first paragraph, you essentially asserted that it's been established that their fish pens would pump contaminated wastewater back into Frenchman Bay. How did you establish that? Who established that?
Well, I wish I had the exact information for you. I can get it. A fellow named who's involved with Friends of Frenchman Bay named Henry Sharp referred to a study done, which definitely addresses tidal flow in and out of bays versus what American Aquafarms, as I understand it, or the DMR, I can't tell you which, had initially referred to outflow from a river or stream, which would continually clean the stream. But when you have a bay like Frenchman Bay, the tide doesn't, and you dump, even though the waste was filtered, it wasn't 100% filtered, and it would slowly accumulate back up in the bay over years. That's what this study concluded. And if you want, I can try to get the actual information for you.
That would be helpful. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Sure.
Anyone else? Okay. Thank you very much, Richard. And it looks like I misspoke earlier. We have one more online for in favor of this bill. Carol Chappell, when you're ready.
Hey, thank you. I needed to step out, unfortunately, so I hope I'm not saying things people have already said. Hello, I am Carol Chappell, a retired Bar Harbor teacher. Every spring, my third graders and I stenciled Dump No Waste, Drains to Bay, next to the storm sewer grates in Bar Harbor. The health of the waters of Frenchman's Bay are of utmost importance to our community, which relies heavily on traditional fishing, tourism, and scientific research institutions for our livelihoods. I am here in support of LD 487. As we stenciled Dump No Waste Drains to Bay, little did we realize there was no coordinated planning for the coastal waters of Frenchman's Bay. Recently, I have watched increasingly competitive pressures for the private and public coastal waters usage of Frenchman's Bay. It appears that permits are processed on a first-come, first-served basis. The current process does not give the towns affected by the proposed development close to their waters any regulatory control. The waters of Frenchman Bay are surrounded by at least seven different municipalities. Each has different governing authority over different parts of the bay. But the waters of the bay do not stop at municipal boundaries. One town's choices of water use affects all the rest of the bay, and it is important to have regulatory oversight for the whole bay into which each municipality has decision-making input. There have been several recent Bar Harbor issues that demonstrate the need for LD 487. American Aqua Farms has proposed building an industrial-scale salmon farm in the bay. One set of 15 pens could be placed next to Bald Rock, owned by the Bar Harbor Village Improvement Society. A second set could be next to Long Porcupine Island, which is owned by Acadia National Park. The pens are in close proximity to Bar Harbor and Acadia National Park, but the town of Goldsboro has jurisdiction over those waters, and therefore Bar Harbor and the park have no official input into the potential licensing of this site. There was a similar situation back in 2017. A plan was put forth in Bar Harbor to build a berthing pier for cruise ships. It was felt by some folks that having a port authority would help expedite this process. This port authority legislation would have opened the full Bar Harbor coastline, not only to cruise ship berthing piers, but also to commercial shipping.
Harold, I have to ask for your final thoughts, and we'll make sure that we read all of your testimony, I promise.
Thank you. My testimony is in writing. Thank you very much. Ultimately, Bar Harbor would have voted on it, but the governor vetoed it. Other people on the Bay had no ability to feed into this. Please support LD 487 because we need regional planning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carol. Does anybody have questions? Okay. Thank you so much for your testimony. I think that is everybody online for this bill, correct? Well, for in favor. All right. I'm just going to remind everybody before we